Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. And our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874. And I did that on purpose because Scott was just ready to say something.
There's another piece there.
And just a reminder to the community is that this weekend is the Children's Fair at Buckland Park. It's a lot of fun.
There's another and.
And?
5 o'clock today at the courthouse.
At the courthouse. What is it? It's a walk in her shoes.
Walk a mile in your shoes.
Sexual assault, correct?
Yeah.
So it's going to be, they're going to walk from the court on Main Street to right here in front of the little park.
You? I'm walking.
Yeah, he's walking. Scott is walking. Good for you, Scott.
I'm not doing the high heels because I don't, abuse in any form is still abuse, right? So I'm not doing high heels. Sorry.
It's not abuse.
Would be to my back.
Yeah, it would be for your back.
They got crippled up. Anyway, hey, it's a special show today because this is for those of you who just came back from Coachella. I am a hologram today. We've taken the technology and we are trying it out on radio. So this is the virtual me, and I bet you guys can hardly tell the difference, right? So let us know if this works, and we may try to do some more. We'll maybe next week do virtual Maria.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No idea what you're talking about.
You didn't see that?
No, I was not one of the lucky ones. I went to Coachella.
They did Tupac on hologram, and it was startlingly real. So,
That's why you have to give a little bit more information
YouTube video of Tupac got 2.5 million hits in the first 3 days after it was put on YouTube. So, and it's impressive. It really is. So. We thought we'd bring it to radio. We thought we'd really step out of the box and innovate. So
that was more like a, if anything, they do that, it'll be like Corbin or something like that. I'm that type of
count on it.
Of music.
Count on it. Wherever they can squeeze a buck out of this thing, it's gonna.
Never
happen.
Really heard Tupac. I was not a Tupac person.
John Lennon. Bring back the Beatles. Are gonna reunite.
Bring back Nirvana.
All right, where were we? I remember.
Sublime.
Doing a radio show, that's right. Norma Avila. Good morning, Norma.
Good morning.
You're our guest today. You're from Behavioral Health, and you work for the Senior Access to Supports and Services Program.
Correct.
That's an MHSA program.
You can tell because it's got lots of words and turns into an acronym.
The SAS program. It's actually working with elder adults over the age of 60 who have a mental illness and are homeless, at risk of becoming homeless, isolate, and homebound.
Okay. And you throw parties for them.
Yes. Lots of parties. We have lots of fun.
First of all, why did we have a need to do the SAS program? Because MHSA came about in 2004, and it's basically we provide mental health services, just like the regular mental health services that we have at Behavioral Health, but then they go a little bit further. They do whatever it takes. In other words, they do a lot of supportive services.
And the SAS program, we also do a lot of support services, too. The only difference is that we work with elderly people who are over the age of 60.
So there was a need to provide services.
There is a high need. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because over 60 people have, what's going on in their life that made that a need, and why wasn't it being met? Any ideas?
A lot of the elderly that I've been working with, they tend to isolate. They don't go see their doctor. A lot of them have transportation problems. They don't know that they need treatment, or they refuse to get treatment. They don't have financial support or moral support from a family member.
So, I mean, it's just
that's
like...
That's a pretty big gap.
Yeah, yeah. And
awesome picture there.
A lot of elderly people, you know, they get into this depression, you know. Mm-hmm. They're getting older.
Life is winding down.
Well, and in our society, it's very... Sometimes if you... Aging is not very good, you know. Mm-hmm. What is our media saying
acceptance.
On TV? It's
a natural
anti-aging
time of loss.
I know, but you know, most of the commercials, they have all these products for women and also for men.
Anti-aging,
which is telling you that do not age.
Yes.
So, you know, just a lot of people, as they age, they might get depressed.
We're trying to pick up Androgel as a sponsor, and I'm going to come in and talk like this. Because that's the new thing now. Everybody wants to be young forever.
Yes.
And also, acceptance, a lot of the elders, they start getting into a depression because they can't do the same things they used to do before, for instance, like driving, and they still want to drive.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.